Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Since Ben coming up the first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays, old gentleman. I was hoping you could give my son Ethan a birthday shout out. He is 16 years old today. Yay. That is a big one. Could you give me your penis is too small and some advice from Coach Ted about high school and maybe a dealer's choice there, one or two for my cock. Thanks, bitches. That from JC.
Please clap.
All right. First of all, congratulations on getting the driver's license. You're not going to want to hear this, but go slower and more careful because statistically, you're going to hit something or rear end somebody. Number two, high school, if you're 16, I'm guessing you're a sophomore. Sophomore and junior year is super important. Senior year, you got a couple more electives. You'd have a little more fun, but just focus down on these 2 years and get it done. Other than that, enjoy it. Because once you graduate, you got to get into real life.
That's fact. Gentlemen, today's my sister, Melanie's 32nd birthday. I love her very much, and I'm so glad to call her that, and she is a great teacher of math while being the best cat mom to her boys, Barley and Oats. Let's see. If Miles has any dad jokes, let's hear them. Otherwise, some dirty Germans maybe having some thoughts on fun with geometry. Thanks so much. That from brother and proud cat Uncle Al. Okay, a couple dad jokes here. Guys, have you heard about quiet tennis?
No.
It's the same as regular tennis, but without the racket.
Yeah. I see. Oh, I see.
The first time I went on a date with my ex-wife, all she did was talk about bees the entire time.
About bees?
Bees. Then I thought to myself, she's a keeper. And one more. My dad told me to go out and get 6 cans of Sprite.
All right.
Okay, 6 cans of Sprite.
When I got home, I realized I'd pick 7 of them.
You know, I got into that recently with somebody.
What?
I said, do you guys want some Sprite? And they were like, we have 7 left. 7 up in this household. I was like, okay.
In this household.
Yeah. I was like, all right, my bad.
Yeah, you want to know what to expect with your little geometry tonight. Tonight, I'm going to put an oval in your triangle.
Yeah, I would say it's the main thing is to just, you know, watch the point, hang on to the line segment, and maybe if your name's Ray, you could be obtuse.
Yeah.
But y'all also want to wish my beautiful, hot, and sexy friend, Ashley, a very happy 34th birthday. Yeah, guys, she is a 10. So please give her a fish sandwich medley and the dirty Germans telling her why she should feed me her cake on her birthday. Love you forever, Ashley. That from your very close friend, Big T.
Can I get a fish sandwich? So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe your relish in the morning,
fish sandwich.
At noon, and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I would assume he wants you to feed you cake because tonight he's looking for a moist bundt cake.
Yeah, I think the main thing is eat all the cake you want, just be careful where the batter ends up.
Yeah.
And Michelle's got to get a shout out to my coworker Armand, one hell of a great guy and a wonderful positive person. How about a big old bong rip of what the F is that? And Coach Ted with some life advice for a 37-year-old. Thanks, guys. That from Alex.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
I like 37, man. We say it all the time. That age is right in that sweet zone. You're not 40. You're not early 30s. You're not going crazy. But we still need to stretch, hydrate, and also know that that hangover might be a little rougher. Maybe you don't drink. All right. Still need to stretch and hydrate, and you might just be hurting from the hike.
And Patolos, please wish my friend Anthony, a.k.a. T-Bone, happy 50th birthday.
T-Bone!
His birthday is today, and on Saturday we are headed to El Gaucho to celebrate in style. I'm going to have the podcast played in the car, so I'll have some a little added surprise there. We've been friends since 2003, and I know we'll get a kick out of this. So how about some turtle sex, along with your penis is too small. Thanks, bitches, and from your friend, the Sugar Snack. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here. Ola Brethren, I want to take a minute to thank the Men's Room, Muckleshoot Casino, Black Raven Brewery, Uli's Famous Sausage, San Juan Salsa, Ryan Castle, BD, and everyone who showed up on Sunday. Glenn Campbell and Damage Done were spot on. Sounded great. We had a group of seven at our table. We had a blast. Thank you for taking pictures and talking with everyone that was there. Thank you, Men's Room. Much love and respect. That from the Elk Plain Drifter and Amy Jean. P.S. Amy got all giggly because Miles kissed her forehead.
Oh, get her to Miles out there.
Get her to the doctor, dude. Get her to the doctor.
Jesus.
Swab that forehead.
Some updated locations, Steve, on Men's Room IPA.
You don't say.
Men's Room Beer at B&E Meats and Seafood Store in Des Moines.
All right.
That from Elena. All the Naked Ladies. Men's Room IPA update from the Olympic Peninsula. I've enjoyed very tasty beer from Black Raven. Our corner on Highway 101 between Squim and Port Angeles. C Street Mini Mart in Port Angeles. And drumroll, please, on tap at Jose's Famous Salsa in Squim.
I guess it's too late.
Hooray, guys. That from Bernie the Glass Man. Guys, just wanted to add to the list places of Men's Room IPA is available. Recently found it at on Fox Island at their grocery store.
At so their grocery store.
So if you're on Fox Island, whatever grocery store, that's you.
That's the one.
It's that big of a place.
Also available at their bar.
Okay.
Sog's Tap Room. My first time trying it. This is delicious beer. Keep up the good work. That from Jesse in Unalaska, Washington. Are you telling me that if you live on Fox Island, there is one bar and one grocery store? Am I understanding this email correctly?
It's sounding that way, yes.
Okay. Honestly, dude, I think so. I mean, you know it. I think you could see it from the golf course.
I mean, yeah.
But I don't know someone brought that up before.
Yeah. I don't know that many people live there.
And one more, gentlemen. Now, the new IPA is my favorite beer. My normal spot, Safeway Mukilteo, has been sold out all week. So today, I bought a pack from Linwood Wine and More. Mm-hmm. On my way home, me and my buddy stopped by Mukilteo QFC. Saw it there for the first time, so it's there too. So I had to buy another pack. Love the show and all the podcasts. Keep on kicking ass, brothers. And shout out to the Portland Trailblazers. That from John, the Mukilteo Ace Guy.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Steve Meigs from the Daily Meigs Morning Show.
Hi.
Doing a little late afternoon duty today.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody does.
Other
somebody.
Than children, yeah.
This is your way of getting out of having to hang with your children, isn't that right?
Yeah. It's either this or be home.
Okay, I was going to say, this is...
Uh-oh, oh, fire alarm.
Fire alarm going on.
No, no, no. No.
No!
I'm not doing this.
I'm not going down.
And I'm going to tell you why.
I will stand
There's
firm.
Nobody in this building.
They did it earlier today. It was a fire drill.
Yeah.
All right? They did it this morning at like 10:35 is what the guy said. So we went out and smoked a cigarette, went to the store. Sorry, I just don't participate. Now they're trying to scrap again all these hours. No!
Wait, do you smell smoke? This actually happened one time, and it was not a drill.
There was an actual fire.
So we were in here.
Yeah.
Here we go. So we were on the air. And then this starts going off, but it doesn't say that this is a drill.
And we don't know.
But they
so
don't.
We're watching people through the glass.
Yeah.
They're kind of leaving, but they're shrugging like, look, we don't know if it's a drill or not.
Yeah.
And finally, our boy Marshawn, I want to say he was the last one out, and he's kind of like mouthing like, I think there might actually be a fire, but I don't know.
So I believe there was a fire above us.
Yeah.
Like in one of the offices.
Now you guys are giving me anxiety. What if there's an actual fire right now?
We were on the air. We did not know what to do.
I mean, I said I wanted to
leave.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's a real fire.
Let's just go.
But this, we know, is just another stupid test.
How many drills do we need for a building with nobody here? The point of a fire drill is that people might die. Well, no one's here.
Look, I said I wanted to be away from my family for just one afternoon
did you
with
pull
you guys.
This?
I didn't know we were going to just die from a fire.
We're going to perish.
Uh-oh, Frank is coming.
Okay. We got stuff to do, man.
She's got a fire jacket on. What's going on?
Uh-oh. Jesus. She'll take care of it.
She has a fire jacket.
She will take
oh
care
my
of it.
God.
What is
don't
going on here? I have a fire helmet she can wear in the office.
She just gave us the shrug. She doesn't even know.
Is she in the Village People or is she taking this seriously?
Is she mocking us or is she mad at us?
The fire drill.
Okay.
What the hell was
well,
that?
This is a fun way to start the segment.
Oh, now she's looking
we're gonna,
back.
Are we going to put a flame to one?
Well, we knew that
this
they
would
were
be the time
this.
To smoke.
Yeah, we knew that they were going to do this, but we did not, you know, anticipate it was going to be this time in the afternoon.
Because they said it's at 10:35
well,
in the
this morning.
Morning.
And so we know that this is a drill. This cannot be true. All right. So
or now that the drill has been successfully done, okay. Someone has to lit it on fire.
Oh, here we go. That's going to do it the whole segment.
A fire reported on your floor. While building engineering, check this out. Proceed to the nearest stairwell and go down 4 floors and wait for further instructions.
I'm sorry. If there's a fire, I'm actually going down to the first floor and I'm getting the hell out of here.
No, wait, is there a fire or are you just saying that?
Do you realize if you go down the steps, you cannot get out on the lobby?
So what the hell are we doing?
Wait,
you
go where
down,
do the steps
you go,
go
down into the garage in some weird spot by a dumpster.
Now, there's somebody walking casually on their cell phone.
Oh, he's on fire.
No, he's not. Oh, that's a woman. I can't see.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get...
You've got to be kidding.
It's going to do it the whole... Yeah. Actually, knowing it, it will do it the entire time till we're done.
Yes.
Go to commercial break. It'll shut off.
Well,
that's a door right. Thing.
Okay. Oh, man.
We'll try to talk through it, I guess. What else can we
just
do?
Just ignore the sound in the background.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Somebody driving right now thinks like a cop's behind them.
Oh, no. I know. I was wondering, like, somebody's listening to this chat, like, what is going on in KISW?
Jesus.
Okay, we know. Okay.
We're so hot.
We know.
We're so hot.
We're just good leaders. We don't want to go down with the ship. We're here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Let the captain of the Titanic.
The rooms are technically soundproof. They might be fireproof.
We'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, today on Sit and Spin.
Yeah, so when I go next door, you can hear me yell. I say, these are far from soundproof.
We're going to practice fire drills. No, today on the program, you guys are having a little party on Saturday.
We sure are. Our very first listener party.
And this is what, 3 to 5 at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma?
Yes, we're going to be at Chuck E. Cheese.
It. Do you know how jealous I am about this?
You're more than welcome to come hang out with us.
I know I am.
You should go, Miles.
I am actually going to be in Tacoma. I'm hoping I can be done by that time and I can get my ass over there.
Are you golfing?
Yeah, well, I'm golfing in the morning.
Perfect.
So then I figure I can come over to Chuck E. Cheese in the afternoon.
Have some pizza with us, have a beer.
Right, exactly.
Play some games.
You excited about the ball pit?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you guys know, do they have Men's Room IPA on tap yet at the local Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know, so just bring a sixer.
What are the rules? Now, do I have to grab a kid like from the mall or something and bring
them? Please don't.
How do you do this?
We're not encouraging any kidnapping.
We're renting children while you're there.
We've heard so many rules.
Because we talked about doing this for a while, and I would always look it up. It's like, I'm pretty sure we got to have kids with us.
I don't know. No one ever told us if we can or can't. We just said, can we have a party? And we're going to, and she's like, well, do you realize what we are? I'm like, we're not going to like have like a crazy raging party. Like, it's bring your kids, come hang out. It's a chance for people to actually hang out with us and not get a babysitter.
Are you bringing your kid?
I'm bringing Tatum.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah. So you're bringing Barrett?
I'm bringing Barrett.
I worry our crowd would be a crazy party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Miles is going to babysit both of our kids so that we can hang out with listeners.
Hey, I'll stop by. I mean, you know, if they want to get into some games and stuff, I mean, like racing games, whatever they're. I'm all about that. Oh, you've got to be freaking kidding me.
Come on, guys.
Keep it going.
Jesus Christ.
It's 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday in Tacoma. Join us and Miles, apparently.
I'm definitely going to try to stop by on that one. Okay, so today. Oh, by the way, that is 420. So today, in honor of your party at Chuck E. Cheese, 10 songs about weed.
10, number 10.
Everybody must get stoned.
You're going to play this on Saturday. I mean, it is 420.
Now the alarm actually works with this song.
Yeah!
It kind of does.
Kind of a circus feel.
This is the weirdest episode of Sit and Spin ever.
A party of Chuck E. Cheese on 420. Is this really what you guys came up with?
Yes.
Okay.
I got it.
I bet it sounds like this inside the Chuck E. Cheese.
You know it does.
Just absolute mayhem.
Chaos.
Sirens going off. kids running around. Hey, we have people screaming.
And if you come, we've got the special loft up above. Apparently, there's like a big loft that overlooks the entire Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll give you $20 to jump into the ball pit from there.
Oh, my gosh.
If the window's open,
yeah, man.
I'll do it.
Awesome.
That 10 songs awesome. About weed on Sit and Spin.
All right. Oh, Taryn, you just fell into your own world over there, man.
Oh, yeah. I don't know this song.
Oh, you don't know Brewer and Shipley?
Do
Brewer
you?
Brewer and Shipley. No, I just know this song.
Yeah.
Is this a one-hit wonder?
Is this a hit? I've never heard this before in my life.
That's because you were 2 years old. It was 1971.
Like a hit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Our hit song.
10 songs about weed. Nonsense spin.
Number 8.
All right, now we're going.
Yeah.
I love you.
That is my favorite line.
Best quotes about weed.
I love you.
I love you.
Biting into a Big Mac.
I love you.
Who's ever said that after doing anything?
I'm guessing this is early in his weed career.
I would guess so.
If you're singing I Love You to weed, like, okay, you've not been smoking long, but good on you, bro.
Just discovered it, kind of like Aaron Rodgers with mushrooms.
Yeah, right.
Just wants to tell everybody about it.
All right, can't shut up about it.
Right. 10 songs about
enough
weed.
Enough, Aaron, you tried to ask it.
Right.
Oh, that was the horn. I thought that was the siren again.
I guess this song was made famous when I was growing up by Musical Youth.
Yeah. Yes, that which would be was the reggae version.
Which
yes.
was even more ironic because it was a bunch of kids singing about smoking
weed.
There were children. And they were like 5, 6 years old.
It's so weird.
And half of the time if you watch the video, all of them got spliffs in their hand.
Yeah. They're smoking weed and kids like, telling other kids so where to pass weird. The joint.
It was like number one. It was a huge hit.
Man, they party different in Britain.
These are 10 songs about weed.
Number 6.
Takes me to paradise. Do you love me, Mary Jane?
Damn.
I'm pretty sure the only time that Rick James smoked weed was to come down off of cocaine.
Okay, that is the drug.
Right, it's a famous weed song, but he's famous for cocaine.
I know. I cover weed, too.
The 420 party with the Daily Mix Show is Saturday from 3 until 5 at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma.
5, number 5.
Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio loud. I'm too long.
I just love this song.
Like, it's not poetic, but it's so succinct.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Wildflowers was a good album.
Yeah, and he's so specific about roll a joint. Yeah. Like, I would, you know, grew up Catholic, so you have, like, Friday night Catholic club or whatever. We would put this on all the time, because they told us once not to.
You guys are so edgy.
We were.
And then last, Dance with Mary Jane. That's another one.
That's a great one.
These are 10 songs about weed on Sit and Spin.
4, number 4.
Oh, yeah. It still blows my mind that he sings about being all chill and high and he punched a woman on stage once.
Yeah. I think it's working.
Yeah, man.
I hope it wasn't during the song.
That video is still one of the most epic videos I've ever witnessed in my entire life.
I didn't even bother to look without even missing a beat, just laid someone out. 10 songs about weed.
3, number 3.
Nice edits there.
You can what?
Thank you.
What did he say, Mike? We'll never know.
Was it Redman or Method Man?
It was both.
That was Redman. I mean, it's both of them, but that was Redman that said the line. I mean, they made a career out of smoking weed. They had a movie called How High.
How High. Yes.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, underrated movie.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to sell a lot of pizza that day, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how many? Well.
And Chuck E. Cheese, apparently, they have a new pizza formula that was developed sometime during, I think, the COVID
Pasquale's.
Years. Is that what it is?
They called it Pasquale's, and people would order it online, not knowing that they were buying
that's right.
Chuck E. Cheese's pizza. Yeah.
Okay. Because people wouldn't have bought it online. Is the rat still a part of the deal, like the animatronics?
No, but there's a mascot, and they promise that the mascot will hang out with us in the lounge.
Yeah.
And Miggs wants to wear the costume, but we have not been cleared for that yet.
How do you think the mascot feels about this? Like, just, please, guys, do not make me
Ted,
do
you
this.
Guys should go as Bert and Ernie again, man. It's 420 at Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm just like, Steve, you can't be dressed as the rat. Your kid's going to be there. Don't worry.
Are Bert and Ernie allowed in Chuck E. Cheese? Does that cross? Like, could they go into Disney World? Would that
I
be
feel
okay?
Like mascots should like, allow other mascots.
If I'm dressed up as Bert or Ernie, can I walk into Disney World? Are we cool with that?
I'm just saying. I don't know, man.
I'm just saying.
No.
Number two.
You can't be here. You're such three street characters.
like a motorcycle club?
Right. What do you mean I can't be here?
No.
You're Sesame Street. Get out. What'd I do?
Did you guys, any of you see Cypress Hill in concert?
No, I have not.
And just the smoke cloud that hangs over the crowd the entire time? Oh, yeah.
First time I ever got stoned was with Cypress Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's like starting the bar, like the bar's way up here.
I was at my college radio station. They're like, oh, go get some liners. You know, like, hey, this is Be Real from Cypress Hill, and you're listening to WPLT in Plattsburgh. So I go there. I'm waiting outside the tour bus. Waiting. Finally, open up. It's exactly what you'd expect from a Cypress Hill tour bus. There's just this cloud of smoke that comes out. Yeah. And Be Real's like, yeah, you want to come in and do it? And play Sega Genesis with us. And I'm like, sure. And then I'm like, do you want to smoke some weed? And I'm like, I mean, how do I say no?
It's Cypress Hill.
How did you end up doing the rest of the day?
I got lost going home. I was walking home and got lost.
I smoked two joints at night.
Before Sublime made this song popular.
All right, Carol, ask him the question with the Sublime song. It's always a bong hit at the beginning of the song.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I smoked two joints.
Not these guys.
Yeah. We're like, dude, that's a bong.
Right, get it together.
That is not a joint, you posers.
Yeah. Saturday is 4:20, your first party at the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma from 3 until 5. Absolutely free. Stop by, play some games, bring the kids.
Yes.
Get some pizza.
It's going to be chaos. I can't wait.
Meet Chuck E. Cheese.
All the people.
You know what his middle name is?
I do.
Entertainment.
Oh, look at Ted.
That's getting a fun fact past me.
That'll be a fun party. Okay, coming up, we will drink and toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming in just minutes, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Pack and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. About 7% of employees have left a job because they had bad pet benefits.
Pet
benefits, yeah.
All right.
Basically, I did not know the jobs even offered pet benefits.
That is a new thing that is really on the rise, is folks looking for benefits for your pet.
Well, you can always buy pet insurance when you get a pet. Sure. That's strongly recommended, just based on the fact that you never know what's going to happen, and thousands of dollars could go flying out the window at any moment.
Exactly. And that's kind of their whole point is, you know, I'm sitting here, I don't have any kids. Like, could I allocate some of my insurance to my pets? So, like Miles said, in case whatever reason I gotta go into the vet.
I mean, that's why if your insurance company will do it, why not? But to me, it's like, if I'm your employer, like, you chose to get a pet, man.
It's like renter's insurance. Okay. Maybe they will offer a plan to give you a discount based on the company, but that's up to you.
Right.
Yeah. That is up to you.
Mm-hmm. A new poll found that the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 a.m.
8:15. Nah, that makes sense. I mean, it depends on your life, but like for me, the kids are going to school, blah, 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 right? The standard, just average American household. Kids are going to school, you got to get them the hell out of the house. You're trying to get your S together, you got to go to work. But it's 5 minutes of chaos, and then it's back to calm.
It's either coffee or pooping.
Right. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
As long as you take them out of Musil, you're good.
8:15, the lady's going to work. I'm walking the dog, getting things ready to go. Yeah, I'm gearing up to leave.
Yeah, I don't really
get it. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Chaos. New research suggests eating junk food as a kid may lead to long-term irreversible memory issues.
Well, I don't know what they know about this country, but there's no point in stating that because everyone will have already forgotten.
Well, the good news is you won't know.
That's right. Man. We're all good to go. And you know who else just completely has memory issues? Old people, that's right. And there's even more things that you shouldn't be saying to your elders.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10
things you should never say to your elderly parents. Like, I took out a second mortgage on your home and wasted that money over the course of 3 months on hookers and blow in Las Vegas. Or, given your age and your life expectancy, we should move you into a government-funded facility so there will be more money left for me when you're dead. Or maybe your cat Fluffy didn't run away 15 years ago. I gave it to an acquaintance who needed an animal sacrifice for a cult we were starting. By the way, can I borrow some money?
Jeez, a whiz.
He's right.
He's right.
Things you don't share with your parents.
That's right. I would not share those things either. So these are things that you should never say to your elderly parents, and they kind of all, they kind of have the same flavor, if you will. Quote, I've heard this story before. Sure, you may have heard your elderly parents recount the same story a dozen times, but patience is key. For them, sharing these stories isn't just about reliving the past. It's a way to connect with you and reminisce about happier times.
It depends how long it's been. Like, no, you told me this 15 minutes ago.
Right.
I don't correct. Know. It's like my mom is not the person I worry about telling me the same story I've heard over and over.
Right.
But if she says something repeats within a 10-minute conversation, I'm like, Mom, you okay?
Yeah.
Right.
You literally just told me this, yes.
I don't know if I said this over the air, but I do that auction down in Phoenix with my dad, right? The Boys and Girls Club down there. We had this wonderful item to finish off the night. Two tickets to, like, Dubai. You're going to go see F1 for the race that's out there, right? I mean, this was a big-time item. And a guy stood up, and he bought the thing for $1 million bid.
$1 million.
It was insane, dude. The next week, I'm on the phone with my dad on my way to my next auction, and he's on the way to his next auction. He says, did I tell you I sold my first $1 million item? He's like, all right, did you? Yeah, down in Phoenix. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Mm. Yeah, with two tickets to Dubai and the F1 race. Dad, I was there.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's not like you had even told me before.
Did he schedule your whole weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. I was there. Like, the whole thing was like, I need to be down there with you working this thing. I was there.
I know.
Golly. You're always complaining. Nobody likes to be labeled a complainer, especially your elderly parents. Instead of brushing off their concerns, why not lend an ear and really listen? Show them that you care about what they have to say, even if it's not always rainbows and sunshine.
That's right. You put them on speakerphone, you can do other things.
Right.
I hear you. Yeah.
Well, and I start to notice as I was going through this list, it's like, okay, this is just the shoe being on the other foot.
That's basically it.
Yeah. Right? You're basically just telling them the same things that they told you when you were a kid or, quote, acting childish, which is what seems to happen after you get older. You just start not caring.
You just don't.
You turn back into a kid.
Diapers are involved again.
Yeah, diapers involved.
There you go. They didn't take naps.
Mushy food.
Right. You got to be like, hey, you could use a nap.
Right. Yeah. Can't drive anymore. When are you going to retire? Retirement can be a touchy subject, especially if your elderly parents aren't ready to hang up their hats just yet. Instead of pressuring them to retire, why not have an open and honest conversation about their plans?
Why would I get on my parents about retiring? Not that they had any trouble with that. I mean, basically, the year we started here was the year that both of them retired.
There you go.
Do you miss work? Nope. Don't know what day of the week it is. Every day's a good day, man.
Well, and I wonder if it's the workaholic parents that they have a very taxing job that at their age it starts... The taxes start taking more and more out of them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You know, there are certain jobs where you can just do that thing till you're in the grave. So it's like, you don't need to retire. You're doing fine.
And here's my thing. Are you happy working? Are you doing it because you still need income? Or are you doing it to occupy your time?
Right. Exactly. Let me do it. You're too old.
Well, Jesus.
Offering to help is great, but swooping in and taking over can feel pretty disempowering. Yes, it can. Give me the drill.
Yes. Or I will chop the veggies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, I mean, just, and I'm not trying to be, but like, I looked over and my mom was using a serrated knife on an onion.
And you go, like, I'm going to say, not because you're old, but because you're making a bad decision and you're going to hurt yourself.
Correct. Right. And like, I like it, but also you can stand right here. It's just, you're right. We're just reversing the roles. I make the stuff in now. You can sit there and watch and taste test with me.
Right. I'll let you lick the batter of the cake.
Yeah. There you go. Like, just, I don't want you to get hurt.
Good job, Ma. You're too old to understand. Assuming your elderly parents can't wrap their heads around new ideas or technology just because of their age, instead of underestimating them, why not give them a little credit? Well, because he's swearing at his phone, so he's a little too old to understand at this point.
I know. Why won't this damn thing...
How does the FaceTime work again? Like, it's an icon on your iPhone. Like, just press it.
Just press the button.
You've called me before, hey. So I know it works.
Trust me. But I didn't do that on purpose.
I just got a new microwave and a new stove.
Yeah.
I looked at that thing, I'm like, I need to read the manual.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've used a stove and a microwave my whole life.
Since when do they have popcorn buttons?
What is all of this crap?
And I mean, I'll admit, sometimes technology's a little bit fast for me, but damn.
What just moves at a... I mean, look. My parents are growing up, they still listen to records. When I was growing up, we still listened to records. The vinyl was better. The turntables were better. Right. My typewriter moved faster, but it was still the same thing.
The music was better.
Right now, like tech, it changes every 2 years, and it's nothing about it means you need to be in a room to use it, right? So at least all the tech we grew up with, basically, it's just an improvement on the same thing. Now it's like, no. There's no wires. You just press this button here and pop here. I can see where older people go like, I don't get this.
Things you should never say to your elderly parents. You're being too sensitive. Nobody likes to be told that they're too sensitive. Your elderly parents are no exception. Instead of brushing off their feelings, why not try putting yourself in their shoes?
Oh, for God's sake. I would say to my parents what my parents said to me.
Right.
And they were never like, you're too sensitive. Not that, but like, whatever they fired off at me, I have no problem saying now.
Right. And like, I am putting myself in their shoes.
Yes.
I am looking at your situation and you're being too sensitive about it.
Yes. I would not be that sensitive about it.
Why can't you be more like blank?
Oh, God.
Comparisons are never fun. Which I don't know why you would do that to your parents.
No.
Why can't you be more like Ted's mom?
Right.
Hey.
Why can't you be more like Uncle
Chuck? Get it together,
Chuck.
Damn it.
Well, you do hear that stuff like
Mick Jagger's 80. He just did a 2.5-hour concert.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't even walk around the block.
I mean, come on. Well, yeah,
William Shatner's 93, and he can still hold a conversation.
He still has sex.
He went to space.
Right.
What have you done?
He's coherent as hell, dude.
Come on, Mom. Take a walk.
Hey, just walk to the end of the street, man.
Please. Go get the mail. Anything.
Just get some exercise. Yeah.
And I don't say you should be more like this parent or that parent, but I will say, like, hey, remember that person? Yeah, I really like them. They didn't want to move into a retirement community either. Now they love it.
Right.
That's the main one that drives me up a wall.
Right.
Because they're all against it. And then every single aunt or uncle or grandparent or parent that I know of my friends, they're all like,
it's actually great.
I met someone.
Yeah, I don't know why I waited so long.
I'm going on a date, actually.
Just remember that for when we're trying to put you in one, Ted.
Yeah, exactly.
You're too old to try new things. Which, again, I don't know why, unless it's legit dangerous and you have a disability at that age.
I mean, if you want to ride a rodeo bull, I might say that.
Right. But
otherwise, you want to go skydive. Right. You want to go hike.
You're too old to start painting.
Right.
You're going to die before you're good. Like, what the hell? you shouldn't eat that. Food is such a touchy subject, especially as we get older, so criticizing your elderly parents' food choices can feel pretty harsh. Instead of playing food police, why not focus on their overall health and well-being?
It is about their health and well-being.
Right.
Choking.
Yes.
So you said fast, right? It's about eating fast?
Not necessarily. It's just...
You shouldn't be
eating. You shouldn't eat that.
Oh, you eat that. I thought you said fast. I was
no.
Because like, I'm... Yeah.
No, you shouldn't eat that.
There's some older fast eaters in my family, and I worry greatly about them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. Or my mom, she's on a fast eater. Her issue is she will start talking. There's countless times on the phone. Did you just put something in your mouth? Yeah. Please take it out.
Right.
Like, A, that's annoying when you're talking, but it's
for
like,
sure.
This is how choking happens.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What in the hell are we doing?
Right. Like, Mike is here. He's not leaving anywhere. Finish the garlic knot.
Right. Chew, damn it.
Yes.
But then the number one thing that you should never say to your elderly parents, even if they are, you're being forgetful.
Yeah.
Hey, we all forget things from time to time, right? But when it comes to your elderly parents, pointing out their forgetfulness can really sting. Instead of making them feel bad about it, try offering a little support and understanding. Maybe suggest some helpful tools like reminder apps or making lists to keep track of things.
If I could remember to do that, I would.
And I also feel like they get a little frustrated when you start, you know, offering up alternatives. Like, okay, you are getting forgetful. As you get older, you start to forget things.
Sure.
I feel like some folks just decide, yep, I'm old, therefore I'm forgetful. Like, no, you're not trying to remember.
Because they don't care.
Right.
I mean, that's it. Like, no, I remember. I don't care.
Right. So here, how about this and this and this? Nah, I don't need any of that garbage. Like, okay, yeah, technology is running too fast for you, is it?
Yeah. Well, if you're forgetful, then you just are.
Yeah.
And whatever, man. Life's life. You'll be all right.
I still know that I got to go to the store. Can't remember what I need to pick up when I get
I don't know why I'm here. I don't even know what store I need to go to. I just need know I need to be at a store.
Why am I at Best Buy? A man is facing 7 years in prison following a tirade, and you will not believe what set him off.
What did set him off?
Give you all those details at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.